Yeah. Only in the way that I think I've been solo 11 years now, and I've done really well. I'm still here. Most of my albums have been top five. This is my sixth. I've had a greatest hits. I've done 35 countries I've played in solo. Yeah, and a lot of kids discovered me from my Fear record, or off one of the Uncle tunes I did, or they say Dolphins and Monkeys, and some say, I'm sorry, I don't even like the Roses. I love your solo stuff, and I buzz off that because I actually think my solo stuff's got more is more interesting than the Roses. So yeah, I do. But at the same time, I know that the only reason I got into the office to take my first solo CD was because of Stone Roses. If it wasn't, I might not have got through the door. So at the same time, I'm aware that, you know, I don't want to put the kibosh on my own legacy or whatever they call it, my own past, because I'm happy about the Roses. I'm happy that I did it. I'm happy with that album and all that. I'm happy 20 years later, you know, it still gets lauded. I'm overjoyed about that. So it doesn't bother me. It doesn't eat me up. I just take it, but it's not my favourite subject.
So why do you constantly veto the thought of reunion? Why is it still a no-go?
Oh, because all good things come to an end. And, you know, the thing at the time was about the spirit of the band. That's what it was, that sort of thing you have in a band where there's no one can penetrate you. It's the band, and that's your inner sanctum. And that gang mentality, and you against the world, and whoever you're taking with you, and whoever's against you. How can you recreate that 13 years, 14 years later, when most of us haven't seen each other for that time? Like, I haven't seen John since then. Like, I've seen Manny, but we've not even been in the same room together for 14 years. How can we recreate that spirit? Every band reforms for the money.
Have you forgiven Squire for quitting by phone?
It's all like way in the past. It doesn't matter. Really doesn't matter. I can't complain about anything.
Yeah, you can.
Nah, it really doesn't matter to me. I think he made a big mistake, and I think he probably knows that.
When everything went wrong, when the band split up, and before you brought out your solo stuff, what kind of a time was that for you?
Well, I had to move back to my mum and dad's house, back in the room that I shared with my brother when I was a kid, which is hard because I'd left home at 18. So, you know, it was like 15 years later. It was pretty tricky. I was skint. I kept getting people on the street telling me they loved me. It didn't mean anything to me because I was still borrowing tenners off my pensioner father to go and get some chicken. And I just thought, wow, fancy doing all that and putting my whole life into everything, and then ended up with less than what I started with. And then it all went right.